In a world of scaredy cats, boring pet businesses, and unruly pooches, one top dog is on a mission to shake things up. He's transformed himself from a lone wolf who couldn't control a couple of chihuahuas into the UK's leading and most respected pack leader. If you're a dog walker, dog trainer, or dog groomer, then the Poodle to Pitbull Pet Business Podcast will help you stand out from the competition so you can make more money with less stress and fewer headaches. Here's your host, Dominic Hodgson.
Right, hello everybody, and welcome to the special edition of the Poodle to Pitbull Pet Business Podcast. I'm here on my own. Well, I'm not on my own today, but I'm missing my wingman. Alex Wardle is at home with a hot water bottle and some Lem Sips, and he's feeling very sorry for himself because he's poorly, which means he's missing out on the Poodle to Pitbull Pet Business. No, the Poodle to Pitbull, what is it? PBIC Christmas Pie. Christ, I've only had two sips of this lager. And I'm joined by my Pitbulls, the Pitbulls from the PBIC. Cheers, everybody. Woo! Raise your glasses. Woo! We might have some people joining us. Ching, ching, ching. Try not to spill it on the microphone. Well, hopefully, we might have some people joining us as it goes, because we're literally just kicking off, aren't we? What time is it now? Three? It's 3:15. Right, okay. Some of us are on our second drink. And we are... Yeah, we'll have a night out tonight because the PBIC is more than just, I think it's more than just a place where you come to learn about marketing. I think it's a fantastic community. We were just talking about that earlier on, weren't we, Claire? And anyway, yeah, otherwise we wouldn't have things like this happening, would we? Where people come together from all over the country to get pissed. No, to celebrate their wins for the year. So it'd be a good idea to, who can I talk to first? Who can I pick on first? We'll go with Claire because... everyone said Claire, and I'm a stickler for rules. So Claire, tell us who you are, what you do, and then tell us maybe like one of your highlights from the year, because you've done a lot with your business and stuff, and something we're looking forward to next year. Let's make it one of them.
Right, okay. So my name's Claire. I run High Peak Dog Services in the Peak District. I've been with Dom for almost a year now.
Yeah, yeah. And just been a coach.
In a coaching mentor, if I may. Jesus. Right, you've put me off track now. No, I'm just kidding. So I've done a hell of a lot over the year, and I think some of the main highlights were definitely the boot camps. Absolutely love them. And I've made a lot of changes in my business that have just continued to improve things. So it's all successes with me, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to what next year brings, especially impact. And the changes that I'm going to make within my own business to give me some more time and hopefully make some more money.
Cool. So how do you feel? How do you feel then going into this year compared to maybe last year? How do you what?
Much more confident.
You're more confident.
Yeah, maybe. Definitely. I've got more of a structure and an organisation in place for what I want for the business and myself. And
okay, Karen's putting you off.
My jingly boots.
Keep talking.
I forgot the fucking question. I'm feeling much more confident, definitely, and I'm really excited to see what next year brings, actually, because although I've got things in place, things just seem to spiral off one another and the ideas just never stop. So yeah, I'm really, really excited.
I think certainly for me it was like that when I sort of got my business, when I cracked the market in and I got the business rocking and rolling, and I went more premium, you know, with the business, and I started earning more money, which meant I had to serve less clients. And then it's like, well, what do I do next? And so all of a sudden you've got quite a few possibilities, haven't you? I've just written about this for the Ledger, which you guys will all receive next week, actually. And it's very much about like fixing your current business, fixing it and getting it as big and as you want it to be. You know, some people want to have staff, some people don't, you know, and that's fine, whatever you want to do. But yeah, I'm very much about doing for you guys what I've done for myself, where you build up the current business as big as you can, and then, you know, you might just want to coast for a couple of years or whatever, you know, and just enjoy the money and go on holiday and stuff, which is fine as well. Or you might want to do other things in the business, or you might want to do a different business altogether, you know? Yeah. That's the thing, I think, when you crack marketing, you can apply it to any business, can't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Cool, all right then, let's move on to... Come to you next, Becky. Don't you rip, shake your head at me, girl. Or stick your middle finger up at me. Karen Hill.
Oh, I thought you were doing Becky.
Let's try. So, Karen, you came to boot camp in May. Don't look at me like that. You came to boot camp in May.
Yes.
And, in fact, you kind of came into my world and then came to boot camp and then...
Oh.
Well, at the same time, didn't you, really, you know?
Yeah, I did,
I guess you just, what, did you just stumble across the 33 ideas or something, or?
No, I went to Crofts with Claire, and she bullied me into it.
No, she didn't.
We was having a good chat on the way to Crofts, and I was saying that I was miserable and not really doing much in my business, and she just directed me to you. So, yes, very good since then. but no, I think with me is that I've taken the step towards employing somebody else. So I get to take a bit of a step back.
Which has been pretty crucial for you.
At the minute, things have been very busy at the minute, so it's been good to have somebody to sort of fall back on, I suppose. And also just getting everything sorted finally, so the shop is now a shop and not just an empty room. And yeah, I mean, we've got a very busy Christmas to head into, and hopefully it'll go into next year and we'll be... fine.
Yeah. We put things in place, haven't you, as well? So it's not just a busy Christmas.
It's a premium busy Christmas.
And that'll continue because your business, grooming, is very much like dog walking, where once you bring somebody in, a customer in, as long as, I always say, you know, as long as we don't lose the dogs, as long as you don't set them on fire, then you shouldn't, technically, you shouldn't lose that customer,
sure,
should you?
No. Yeah, so they're like... part of your family, really.
Yeah.
But it's just different within grooming. You could have 200 people that are your clients, you know, so it's a bigger scale.
But it's still that continuity scale,
it's definitely a big family environment now. Cool. Now, especially since I've been, like, onboarding and a bit more stuff like that, it feels better.
Yeah.
It feels like everybody's there and staying there instead of just passing through.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want, isn't it? We want repeat clients all the time. No? Yeah. That's a really good point, which I think is something that you mentioned, and I've spoke to another couple of groomers as well. And probably more so than...
I thought I was your only groom.
You are the main.
Okay, good.
But the groomers that I've spoke to, they're very fearful of losing clients, you know, all the time, in a way that dog walkers aren't.
Yeah.
You know, the new competition crop up and they're very fearful of...
Yeah, definitely.
I think they think it's the price buy-in element. I don't know if it's more prevalent.
It's very easy to charge NAFOL and get, you know...
NAFOL back.
Yeah, basically work your arse off and not see a lot back, whereas if you do approach it properly, I think people are expecting better quality and they stick with you because... they know you, they get that, so.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you, Karen. And a round of applause for Claire as well. Yes, you are. So, Sarah, you up for this?
Of course.
Move in then. Come and sit with me.
Okay.
I've got the Santa costume on, so. Right, Sarah, so you've got a slightly different business.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about you, what you do, and...
So I'm Sarah of Home Scan Breeder Services. I basically... bring peace of mind to pregnant dogs with pregnant pets.
You do.
Let me explain more again, not the owners. But basically I help people breed dogs, mainly ultrasound scanning to confirm that they're pregnant, but also actually helping them get pregnant, which is the less glamorous bit, along with microchipping and all other bits and bobs. So yeah, the whole kit and caboodle of dog breeding.
Yeah, fab. So, and you're quite active in the breeding world as well, aren't you?
Yes. I've got a whole dog show background. I've bred for over 20 years myself, so which is how I fell into this. From a customer point of view, I do have a quite high turnover of customers, and for continuity, they do come back to me, but most people only breed once a year or once every 2 years. So for me, that was my challenge of how do I make sure that I... have a consistent flow of customers.
Claire's going to bar. That's a bells. Yeah, fabulous. So, and you came to...
Well, I found you... I was already looking. I knew I needed coaching by somebody, and I didn't even think that there would be a pet business-specific coach. Just wasn't even in my thought. And so I was looking more of local business owners. And then somehow, on Facebook, I found you. And I was like, who's this guy? Delete. No. No, I didn't. And I was like, who's this guy? Signed up to the 33 ideas, which I must admit, I've not read one of them, but I thought your persistence just broke me down. Yeah. Well, to be honest, I thought, well, I'm not a dog walker and I'm not a dog trainer, so yeah. I'm sure there is a lot in there that I could have picked up from. But I just, your persistence alone was just like, oh, actually, he's constant and I probably need to be a bit more like that. So then I signed up to the Inner Circle, then I come to boot camp, then I went on to Diamond.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've been Diamond since boot camp. So how have you? We're implementing a lot. Well, you were an implementer anyway. We've got a lot planned, haven't we? So what have you done so far?
Yeah.
And what are the big plans?
So far I have a whole which I haven't rolled out yet, a client recognition system in place. You pit me off.
Sorry, carry on.
I have a customer loyalty scheme in place. I have the landing page. I have a mailing list that's growing, which I haven't utilised enough, but I know that, so that's fine. I'm halfway through writing my book. I have an email sequence, which I didn't have before. I've redesigned my website, which I didn't do before. And I have a whole different perspective of marketing, how to frame stuff, what ideas I have, which ones might be the most useful, and then actually getting that done.
Yeah. I think you're a classic example of what I talked about at the start, really. At the minute, we're going to make your business much more profitable. Mm. You know,
yeah.
Make it more predictable. You know, with the
yeah.
and stuff. So, but then after that, like stuff that we talked about in some of your first calls that we did. You know, I can see programs and Inner Circles,
yeah.
all kinds of type of things that you can do because you've got the personality to push it through, and you've got this wealth of knowledge that you can sell so many different ways.
Yeah, the opportunity is massively there and no one's tapped into it, and I kind of knew it was there but I didn't know how to do it, so now I've got the plan of let's get on it and do it. So, and I already know some people, I've had conversations with other people that do what I do and they think I'm crazy. half of it they're brought into and they're like, yeah, okay, we can get some of that, and the other half that I mentioned, they just go, you're cuckoo, like it won't work for me, the classic, my customers won't do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done, Sarah, well done. Well done for getting here one time as well. Right, we're going to move on to Karen Rhodes.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
So, Karen's been in my world for, probably since the beginning, haven't we?
Yeah, about 3 years maybe now.
Yeah. Four, brilliant. So, who are you? Obviously, you're Karen.
Where
are you from? What do you do?
I am Karen and I own Suffolk Dog Services, based in Suffolk. Funnily enough.
That's handy.
Yeah, it is handy.
Brilliant. And Karen's, you've been to two boot camps.
I have, yes.
Coming to Impact.
I am, yes.
Excellent. So, how are things going for you? What's been highlight your year then? Because you've hyper implemented since.
I have, yes. Once
May,
I get an idea in my head, once I think it's a good idea, I work at it until it succeeds. So, one thing I wanted to do was get published in magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd have to work really hard at that, but I just got lucky and I emailed one magazine.
You went for it.
I emailed one magazine and I've been writing for them for 6 months now. And I have a double page spread each month, and that's brilliant.
Mm.
I'm really chuffed with that. Thank you.
What do the clients think? Tell us about that.
Oh, they think I'm an absolute god. Goddess. Wow, you're a published author. That's so amazing. Yeah, they think it's brilliant. But
and all this kind of thing keeps them tied into your service, you know.
It
apart
does,
from
yes.
the actual fantastic service that you offer, you know, all these things. They just make you more appealing, you know, and they make
yeah.
them more likely to refer you and all that kind of thing.
Definitely. They do like to say, oh, this is my dog walker, and by the way, she writes.
Yeah, definitely. I've just written about you in the ledger. It's coming up on Twitter, so you'll see that, yeah. No, but this is good because, like, there are lots of different things that we can do to like, put the business out there, you know, to take the business to where we want it to go. And
yeah.
you latched onto the publishing, you know, the PR side of it,
yes.
kind of thing. And like you said, it was lucky, but I don't think it was lucky, you know. I think you, because anybody could have done it, but they didn't, and you did, you know.
Yeah, and I think once you've got the bug as well, it pushes you to do more. So I'm always on the case for local papers as well. And yeah. I'm not adverse to spending a bit of money in the top-end magazines as well.
Yeah, not adverse to investing in getting better clients. That's what you're doing, essentially.
That's right, and it does pay off because I do have some excellent clients now. And I probably wouldn't have gotten if I didn't do what I do.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. So plans for next year then?
Next
or
year? It's carry on as I am, get more clients on board that are paying more money, and have more holidays.
Woohoo! They'll be pleased about that.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
So we've got a couple of our newer members of the PBIC, actually. Fair, not you, not that one. No, don't be hiding. Don't be hiding.
Talking to a sausage.
impression of a hot dog. Ladies, tell us who you are and where you're from. What's your business?
Business? I'm Tracy. This is Jane, my partner. We're from Cozy Canines in Leeds. And one crazy curry night in January this year.
We had a plan.
We had a curry and lots of beer, which is where the idea came from to look after dogs. So the idea was to go around the world and actually house sit and look after people's dogs. But the morning when we woke up and sobered up, we thought, probably not that practical. So we thought about walking and home boarding. So that's what we started to do.
Yeah, we did the boarding first, didn't we? Went on for the boarding and then the dog walking followed close behind that, didn't it?
Yeah. So I was thinking, I had an office job, hated that, needed to make up lots of money, and didn't quite know how to do that. We had a dog walker ourselves, we paid her £10 an hour, and I was thinking, we got to walk an awful lot of dogs for £10 an hour to make up my salary. What are we going to do? So we started anyhow, started with a boarding. Jane then picked up a few walking clients at a very low price of the £10, which everybody else was doing. I came across you on Facebook somehow, not quite so sure, got the 33 ideas, and then we started thinking, what were we going to do? Joined the inner circle and spoke to you. You scared the life out of us by saying what we should be doing rather than what we were doing. Jane doesn't like charging for anything. We've also got a we've also got a catering business that Jane runs, and we're very high end. But she finds it difficult to actually ask people for money. So that's where I kind of came in. And after having our ass kicked by you, we were like, well, you know, what's the worst that can happen? So we started putting our prices up for the clients that we already had. Didn't lose anyone, and all the new people coming on board, they were paying the premium prices. That started getting busier. The home boarding's gone sky high with the day boarding, and with the two of us doing it, it's working out.
Great, yeah.
Fantastic.
Lots of recommendations. So it's growing.
I think with you guys, I think we had to work on the message a little bit, wasn't it? Because
yes,
we had to, wobbly salt salad. We had to, you were perceived as a primarily a boarding thing, weren't we?
Yes,
really difficult to pick up dog walking clients at the start, didn't it?
Yep.
So we did a bit of tweaking with that.
Yep.
And then you dived into the newsletter.
Yeah.
You got it out there. And it feels like we've turned a bit of a corner, doesn't it, in the last couple of months?
It does, but you know, it probably wouldn't have come, we wouldn't have thought of all these things.
No.
And you know, looking at the other girls' newsletters, which has helped me, and being on and asking the questions on, you know, the listening to the podcast, talking to the group. You know, if I've got a question, somebody out there will listen to it and at some point answer it. You know, and it's just great to have
that
group.
Yeah.
You know, coming from a business world where you've got lots of resources into a business where it's just you, it's quite scary sometimes. And if you've not got that backing, you know, and not that you always answer, but we'll always ask you.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks down the line, I'll get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's good. It is good. And for next year, so we're putting up our boarding prices again from January.
Mm-hmm.
We've told all the people that were already pre-booked that it's going up.
Yeah.
Again, we've had no fallouts from that. And probably the highlight of the walking year was picking up Ronnie, our dog de Bordeaux.
He's gorgeous.
4 days a week, who I keep wanting to call Derek. but it's just, it's good. And even in the darkest, coldest, wettest, miserable days, I think back to sitting in an office, stressed out of my head, thinking, what am I doing? It's brilliant. So,
long, it's only going to get better for you guys now, you know, because you've taken the difficult decisions, you know, with the pricing and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, as it grows now, as you've seen with the recent ones that you've picked up, you know, as it grows, it's just way nicer to grow, charging more money than it is just to grow.
It
really is. Because you can be more choosy about what you take on. You know, you can. Obviously, you make more money, which is nice, you know, so you've got more money to invest in the business, or it's just, it's like, I was really pleased, you know, because we had a couple of phone calls, didn't we, and I said, I think you're right on the cusp, you know, it's going to turn, and sure enough it did, you know, or it has.
And we'll have our second newsletter out in January.
Yes. Marvellous, I look forward to receiving it.
Excited.
Brilliant, well done, ladies.
Thank you.
Well done.
And finally, I'm going to go over to see my little old friend, Becky Clark.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Dom.
So tell us about you and what you do.
I'm a dog walker based in Lowton near Warrington, Becky's Wagtails. So I found you a couple of years ago and then stalked you ever since.
Not even kidding.
No. No, not at all.
So you came to First Boot Camp.
I did.
I did.
That was... it's a lot of fun because you realise not only what you can do going forward, but what you can actually strip back.
Just drop the mic up, it's still
works.
Alex, I'll cut that out.
Hope it's broken. So I started doing, I was doing dog walking, and the same as everyone else, you look around, see what everyone else is charging, follow suit, the different services, so like catcalling, so they ended up doing house sitting. So I stopped doing a lot of things that I didn't like or didn't enjoy doing it.
No.
Yeah, so, and then meeting the other people as well. So you get ideas from bouncing off each other and it's the same motivation, you know, everyone's got going forward. Not only did I go to one boot camp, but two.
You did, yes.
I should be flying by now if it implemented shit.
Right, so we've got implementation problem. Well, for next year.
Yeah.
We all kind of, we all move at different paces though, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think because I got like bogged down with doing this stuff that I didn't want to do, and now I've just told clients that I'm not doing that anymore, and I have lost a few, but the pain in the ass ones that you don't want anyway.
So
it's as important to stop the things that you don't want to be doing or drop the clients that you don't want to be doing, which is scary because you think, oh, where's the next one coming from? Mm-hmm. So you're also learning to cut back as well as push forward. Sometimes you've got to take a step back to move forward.
No, you totally do, yeah. No, I'm pleased we finished with that because it's a really good point you make. You were, just because we earn money from something doesn't mean to say that it's a good idea. You know, not all business is good business, is it? And you weren't enjoying particularly this house sitting. But also, like you said, not just for you, same for me. And it's a pain in the ass, clients. They take up like so much mental space, don't they? They prevent you from...
Yeah, because you do think about it mentally as well. It's not just the physical aspects. Like, I would get stressed just thinking about doing things, you know, and then when I actually did it, cut back, then it's such a relief and weight off your shoulders. And then you have all this free time. I have kept it on for a few select clients. Happier in general.
Good
and
stuff.
Cut a lot back, so a lot to go forward with.
Brilliant. Look forward to next year.
I certainly am. Always.
Fabulous. Right, we're off to get pretty pissed now probably. So from me and everybody else here, I'll be back next week with Alex the Video Guy. But from all of PBIC peeps, Merry Christmas. Bye bye.
Remember, peeps, if you like what you hear and you want to learn more from the UK's leading and most controversial pet business coach, then go to www.growyourpetbusinessfast.com now.